I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. Forgot your FOID card? No problem. Under legislation passed by the state Senate, the bill allows state police to create an online database where FOID or concealed carry cards can be pulled up electronically. It's sponsored by Neil Anderson, a Quad Cities Republican.
I think all of us here can appreciate that at times we forget our wallet, but we never forget our smartphones.
It's currently a misdemeanor offense to be caught with a gun and no FOID card. A similar law lets drivers show police proof of car insurance on their phone. Meanwhile, the Senate moved to raise the state's minimum age to buy tobacco from 18 to 21. Sam Dunklaw has more.
Raising the minimum age is the latest anti-tobacco move by the Illinois legislature. It comes more than a decade after the state banned smoking in public places. During the debate, supporters like Democratic State Senator Terry Link of Vernon Hills called it the right thing to do for public health.
I think this is a good step forward to make sure that these young men and women do not start smoking at an early age.
State Senator Kyle McCarter was among those who opposed an age raise. The Lebanon Republican said the state shouldn't be involved in the decision to smoke.
At 18, a person is able to make that decision on your own, and I, for one, am not going to make it for them.
The measure now moves to the Illinois House, where it will likely face more opposition. I'm Sam Dunklaw.
A woman convicted of embezzling $54 million in public funds has been transferred to a federal prison in her home state of Illinois. Former Dixon Comptroller Rita Crundwell is now housed in the Pekin Federal Correctional Institution. She previously served time in Minnesota and at a federal medical center in Texas. Crundwell served about a quarter of her 20-year sentence. She pleaded guilty to stealing money from Dixon for more than two decades to support a lifestyle that included a nationally renowned horse breeding operation. And an Illinois man has been sentenced to 16 years in prison for his 16th DUI conviction. Christopher Klinging Smith of Rolling Meadows was sentenced Wednesday after pleading guilty to aggravated DUI. In handing down the sentence, Cook County Judge Joseph Cataldo noted the defendant has a serious drinking problem. The judge cited Klinging Smith's record of DUI charges, which include felony and misdemeanor convictions in at least 10 counties dating back to 1982. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. A longtime Southern Illinois school administrator is now running for state Senate as a Democrat. Steve Webb is superintendent of the Gorville School District. He wants to challenge incumbent Republican Dale Fowler. The former president of the Illinois Association of School Administrators has been a vocal candidate over the years about what the state needs to budget in terms of money for K-12 schools. Webb says the Senate needs someone like him who will have children's needs as a top priority.
They haven't increased our funding since 2011, and I don't know how many people are truly aware of that, but they've reduced us about 11% over that time. And this is 2018, and that's extremely unacceptable.
Webb says as a school administrator and a certified law enforcement officer, he's uniquely qualified to address the needs of the 59th district. He still needs to collect 1,000 valid signatures by June 4th to appear on the ballot. SIU System President Randy Dunn says his office remains neutral on a plan that would split the school's two main campuses. Dunn admits there would be some administrative savings if the legislation passes, but he says there are other costs involved, too.
Administrative costs, I think, would be lesser because you're looking at system administrators, and I am in that group, obviously, that you would not be paying for going forward if each of the campuses had their own boards.
But Dunn says other system operations would have to be moved to the campus level. I'm Jennifer Fuller.